After 41 days, Vernon's Shonda Hill has done something no other woman in history has achieved. Carrying a Canadian flag as her country's anthem played, an elated Hill crossed the finish line at the Triple Decca Continuous Triathlon in Lagarda, Italy around 10 p.m. Pacific Time Friday, October 11. She's the first woman to ever conquer the race, a grueling endurance test which sees athletes swim 114 kilometers before going 5,400 km on the bike, and finishing with a 1,266 km run. From the moment she hit the water on September 1, she was relentless, swimming 114 kilometers over 96 grueling hours. She fought through the exhaustion and pain, but that was only the beginning. Next came the bike, 5,400 kilometers over 18 long days, each demanding more from her than the last. And when most would have nothing left, Shonda laced up her shoes and ran 1,266 kilometers. Step after step, hour after hour, she ran. And today, she crossed the finish line. Hill's partner, Jack Spence, wrote on the Shonda Hill Ultra Athlete Facebook page, where he's been chronicling Hill's amazing journey. Hill finished the race fifth overall in just over 974 hours. She now holds the record for the most IUTA iron distance triathlons with 135 in just 11 events. There are no words for the distances she's covered and the sheer mental and physical strength it took. And yet, she did it with the same unshakable spirit that's inspired us all, Spence wrote. It's hard to even grasp the magnitude of this achievement, but one thing is sure. We are all better for knowing her and witnessing her journey. Shonda, you're not just an athlete but a force of nature. Thank you for showing us what true resilience looks like. We are in awe of you. Always. Spence gave a shout-out to all the people who have been following Shonda's journey and giving her their support. Your encouragement was fuel for this fight. Hill is also the first person in history to complete three double-decca triathlons, each of which is equal to 20 Ironman races.